get back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Thursday, February 22nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV right there in Gaylord. Go see Tony and his team of folks. They've got a great inventory to select from as we're heading into spring. It's getting warmer out. The snow is melting. What little we have. We might get a couple more snowstorms, they're saying, in the first week of March now. It's getting pushed back almost 10 days, so we'll see what happens with that. But spring is coming. Now's the time to go get the best deal possible. While it's still technically in winter, go over there, check out their huge inventory, negotiate the best deal you can. Folks, you won't believe this inventory. It's unbelievable. You got to go check it out. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Now, a disclosure. My phone's been blowing up this morning with the bias reporting that this station airs during the 6 to 9 replay of yesterday's show and possibly during this show today from 9 to noon. The news stops at noon when we go back to the music. We simply play the music and commercials for our sponsors, our supporters, and that's all you hear for the rest of the day. The news is owned by Steve Gruber, the morning show guy. Formerly, we used to carry his show for many, many, many years. We helped get him on Wham Radio down in Ann Arbor. We helped get him on 5 stations up in the UP. And we were actually the first station in northern Michigan to carry his show. His reporter, Katie Hyde, I don't know if she writes her own news stories or do they have an editorial board. I'm not really sure how it's put together. But I got to tell you, Steve Gruber supports Pete Hoekstra. He was totally against Christina Caramo getting elected to be the chair of the Republican Party. The Sunday after the convention, he sent me a nasty text message. I hope you're happy. You have just ruined the Michigan Republican Party. This was the next day after the state convention that elected Christina Caramo. This is a man I highly respect for his show. The network, all the employees he has, I understand. He has Pete Hoekstra on his show. He has Peter Meyer on his show. He has Mr. Rogers on his show. One of his main sponsors that I've been at odds with for decades is the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I never did once support any of their candidates that the chamber came out and endorsed against our Patriot conservatives. Never, ever. And they are one of his main sponsors. I get it. Steve, you got bills to pay. You got a lot of employees. I get it. But your bias reporting, or Katie Hyde's bias reporting on this Michigan Republican Party issue, is over the top. Well, I'm going to set the record straight this morning. I have found an email. Thank you, Bob Robert Britsky, the chair of Presque Isle County, and two others that sent this to me this morning. We're going to give you the truth as to what happened in Grand Rapids in the courtroom yesterday. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Spalliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliver, electspalliver.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliver for state rep.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show's second segment of hour number one. Wednesday in the courtroom in Grand Rapids, the lawsuit is being heard by a judge who, by the way, I've done some research, verified some information that came to me. The judge that is hearing this case received political campaign contributions from the law firm that Pete Hoekstra's team hired. The very same firm that is representing them in court donated to this judge. Others as well. Joan Sekia, Peter Sekia, and Rick DeVos. Rich DeVos? Are you kidding me? Betsy's husband. As well as the law firm. The principal partners of that law firm donated to the judge. So do you think he should have recused himself? Absolutely. Did he? No. Well, here's an email that came from Joe Arlinghouse. He works with Valor America Super PAC. He wrote an email last night at 10:57 p.m. and sent it directly to Mark Whately, who will be presumably the next chair of the RNC, replacing Ronald Romney. Subject line: Ambassador Hoekstra will lose tomorrow in court. His lawyer failed him badly today in Grand Rapids. In a courtroom in Grand Rapids, the team of people who persuaded you that they had legitimately removed Christina Caramo and replaced her with Pete Hoekstra faced a massive embarrassment in court yesterday. As their own expert witness, Burke Balk, under cross-examination, admitted that their argument was full of holes and the Rump Caucus on January 6th was in fact illegitimate. It wasn't really a caucus, it was a special state committee meeting. The judge hearing the case seemed genuinely shocked to hear these admissions, and he called the attorneys into his chamber at the end of the day. To any seasoned attorney, the cross-examination by Christina Caramo's attorney was devastating to Hoekstra. Understand that the witness, folks, Burke Balk, is not a Michigander, but has a 20-year career as an expert witness on parliamentary procedure. He himself is also a lawyer. Now, in this email, Joe is saying this to Mr. Whately. I'm sure you know him. Through the subject matter might be hard, though the subject matter might be hard to follow for a jury, the lawyers and the judge understood that Mr. Balk had effectively, in fact, being a witness for Hoekstra, he actually proved the case for Caramo. Both sides were represented by well-respected Republican attorneys whose firms are highly respected by the bar, and both attorneys are known to the judge. Candidly, the judge himself is a social friend of not only Mr. Hoekstra, but of the DeVos family as well. Well, of course he is. They've donated to his campaign. With stronger evidence coming when the Caramo defense is made their arguments today, Thursday, in court, witnesses in the courtroom who are not partisans for either Hoekstra or Caramo and who know the law are in fact predicting the judge will rule in favor of Caramo. Why? Because the Hoekstra lawyer, John Lauterbach, who is a former circuit court judge himself, clearly knew that his expert witness had just devastated his arguments and didn't even bother to ask the judge for a redirect examination. He had heard what this guy had just said, his own witness, somebody that they called and perhaps even paid to be an expert witness for the Hoekstra side, just destroyed the Hoekstra case. Specifically, the expert witness testified. Listen to these points, and this is important. The expert witness testified, this is Hoekstra's expert witness, that the claims of having enough signatures for a special meeting would not hold up if some of those signers claimed that they had been fraudulently used and that such a defect would spoil their use. And it's a legal term, ab initio. Very simply, folks, when they collected the signatures, a lot of people who signed originally to give them the 54 required signatures, number one, thought that they were just calling for a discussion to basically hold Caramo accountable for her lackluster fundraising, questioning why she was not raising the money she had promised to raise when she ran and got elected. They did not sign it to justify a special state committee meeting to remove her, which is what ended up happening on January 6th, only after they changed the rules. Point number two. On several questions presented by the Caramo lawyer, their expert witness for Hoekstra admitted he had never considered the arguments being presented because the Hoekstra team had not presented the whole story to him. And upon hearing the Caramo arguments, he considered them both plausible and possible, quote, end quote, and agreed that reasonable people might disagree. Point number three, in case of such disagreement, he conceded that the bylaws gave the interpretational rights to Caramo. See, on this point number three, folks, this is exactly what I've been arguing, and I'm not even a lawyer. From a parliamentarian procedure in reviewing the bylaws, the people that signed the petition to call for a special meeting submitted it to Caramo and also the secretary of the party. And the bylaws says that she has 10 days to call a meeting. Not 10 days to hold the meeting, 10 days to call a meeting. She got the request. She thought perhaps all 54 signatures were in fact valid with true intent of the signer. What does that mean? True intent of a signer means you're being presented to ask to sign something. Let's say it's a nominating sheet for a candidate. You're signing it thinking you're helping putting that person on the ballot. They got to collect 15,000 valid signatures. Most of them are collecting 20 to 25,000 for the U.S. Senate race. When you sign it with original intent, you're signing it to put them on the ballot. When they circulated the letter to request a special meeting of the state committee, they told many of those people, this is just to call her out, to make her explain and be more transparent with the funds. Not to remove her, but to hold her accountable. You following what's going on here? She did, in fact, call a special meeting within the said 10-day period. And she said it for January 13th in Houghton Lake, where many of us attended that meeting. At that meeting, an overwhelming 59-1 vote was held to keep Caramo. The week prior, January 6th, down in Commerce Township, which was not a legitimate meeting, 40 people voted to remove her. So if you look at the two votes, Caramo stays on his chair 59-40. Even if you consolidate the two meetings, one of them, which is illegal, because they said, no, you have to have the meeting within 10 days. It's all coming down to interpretation of the bylaws. That's why the attorney for Hoekstra, this John Lauterbach, kept saying in his opening statements to the judge, Your Honor, this is about three things. Bylaws, bylaws, bylaws. Well, that's right, John. If it is about the bylaws, then the January 6th meeting was not valid. The last point the expert witness testified to, point number four, he made it very clear that by fraud or other disqualifications lowered the valid signatures to less than 54, thereby making the entire January 6th gathering invalid. And thus, there would be neither a valid removal nor valid election of Pete Hoekstra to replace her as chair of the Michigan Republican Party. One lawyer who witnessed this said that he could not imagine the judge even hearing from any more witnesses. That experienced attorney said the judge would almost certainly be forced to dismiss the case this morning and rule that Christina Caramo is the legitimate head of the Michigan Republican Party. He then closes, hopefully Ambassador Hoekstra and the seven litigants will accept this in a moment for them to rejoin the party faithful and let the presidential delegate convention selection go forward without further mischief. My own hope is that we can then work to win the U.S. Senate seat in Michigan and several House seats and win back the majority in Lansing. The time for this infighting ought to be over. There is more than enough work in our respective counties to go around without the state-level fighting. And the best news is Michiganders get to fight again and vote for new leadership in just 12 months at the 2025 state convention. Respectfully submitted, Joe Arlinghouse. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.